Radio. This is your host, Operator. Today's topic is going to be UltraVNC Single Click for Windows. It's an add-on. VNC is Virtual Network Connection. It's a way to access your desktop over the internet or network. First, I'm explaining the troubles of routers, go to my PC, log me in, etc., your ports and NAT problems and issues. As more and more people have switched to non-dial-up connections or direct connections, you're having problems with routers, firewalls, NAT, anything to that nature. And people on the other end either don't know how or can't set up a port forward or properly configure their router or firewall. The solution to this is you set up a port forward, they connect to you, and allow you to control their computer using UltraVNC single click. First thing you're going to need is a port forward or a direct connection to the internet on your router. Dynamic DNS client. If you have a static IP, then you don't have to have a dynamic DNS. You just put in your IP instead. I'm not going to go into setting up port forwards, but I will briefly go over dynamic DNS. You can get a dynamic DNS account for free at no-ip.com. Supports Unix, Linux, and DyDNS. DyDNS.com. They also have a client that does the same thing that's for free. Next, I'll explain the three ways that I know of connecting to VNC. First is going to be the traditional viewer to server, which used to work back in the day of dial-up when you had direct connections. Basically, they run VNC server, you connect to them, you have a direct connection, you can control their computer, everything's good to go. The next method is reverse. Basically, you set up a viewer in listen mode, and they run server that connects to your viewer. Basically the same thing, but you're the one that's doing the forwarding instead of them. That way you don't have to worry about them setting up port forwards or having a clue as to anything that's going on. And the other method is going to be your gateway-based or repeater-based. Those are going to be your go to my PCs, log me ins, basically your VNCs that work over NAT and firewalls that aren't free. And if they are free, they're hard to set up. So once you have your common port forward, suggest a common port forward, 21 or 80, you have your common port forward set up, you also have your dynamic DNS or you have a static IP set up. All you have to do now is download single click and configure it to the port forward that you set up. First thing you're going to do is go to ultravnc.sf.net. Click under the add-ons and then SC or single click. It's going to be like a 300k download. It's called custom.zip currently. You're going to open up that zip file. There's going to be a text file in there that you change the portion that says host in brackets. It's going to be dash connect space the host name that you have and the colon the port that you've set up for forward. I use the dash no registry, and you can also enable encryption in that line too. Next, you're going to want to just zip it up, send it to somebody, run the viewer in listen mode, double check and make sure everything works out okay. They can connect to you and you can control their computer. Now to run in listen mode, you're going to use VNC viewer in command line, or you can create a shortcut and add the following at the end of the line and then the shortcut. It's dash listen space 21. So for example, a command line would be VNC viewer space dash listen space 21. That would listen on port 21 with VNC viewer for any single click VNC connections to come in on port 21. Next thing you're going to want to do is make it self extracting. The utility on the website, the UltraVNC website, is kind of fishy. I would recommend using a self extracting archive, be it Win Ace or Win RR, whatever your flavor is of the month. There's three things you're going to do in the zip. First off, you're going to want it to extract and not show anything that's going on or any files that are extracting if it's an option. Next thing you're going to want to do is overwrite files. I found this because if you update the patch or you update the executable and it doesn't overwrite the files, then it won't connect to you properly. Next thing, to make it idiot-proof, you're also going to want it to run the executable after it's done extracting. You can do this with WinRAR, again, WinAce, whatever have you. Another tip is going to be to use an environment variable on the extraction. %temp% will extract it, of course, to the temp folder for that user. That way, they don't have to worry about, or you don't have to worry about, a common path or where it's going to extract to. After it's all said and done, you've gotten everything set up, you know it works, you'll quickly find that it will crash on you and hang and or randomly drop you. The program will actually automatically try and reconnect, but that works about half the time. Sometimes it will hang or just crash or drop you, what have you. The workaround for this is have a batch file, the lame batch file that I wrote, that has timeout.exe, netstat, fine, and kill.exe. It will actually watch for the connection, check every 10 minutes or so, and say, hey, if I'm not connected, kill the executable and relaunch it, and then again you'll be able to control their computer. There'll be examples of the batch code on the show notes. If anybody has any questions, they can contact me also. The next problem you'll have after you've written the batch file is that they will actually click the middle of the command window, halt the application, or actually close it all in itself, and it will disable the auto reconnect feature. Way to work around this is WinBatch, which can actually execute programs in hidden mode. You can use something else if you find something else. I'm just familiar using WinBatch, and I knew that it could run programs under hide processes. Once you get all this set up, you'll find out that it's really good, except for when you're not home. What you'll need to do is set up two actual port forwards, one for the VNC viewer in listen mode with the self-extracting, and one for yourself. So you will connect to your computer at home from work on, say, port 21, and you'll set the single click up on port 80, for example. What you'll end up with is everybody's favorite remote desktop on top of remote desktop. I have pretty much tested the application, the DOS base. It works fine, works great, XP 2098. Some computers will crash VNC more than others. It just depends. I found it more with VNC and XP having more problems. It would just randomly stop working or hang you for some reason. And of course, the first time you want to connect, you're going to want them to allow the connection if they have a software firewall, be it Norton. Once you get on there, you're going to want to set up a permanent rule that says allow the traffic for 21 or 80, whichever port you specify. This might not be pretty, but it's the best way, better than any remote desktop software. Auto reconnects. If it crashes, it'll actually relaunch the program and talk to you. I've had numerous times where remote desktop applications didn't work, log me in is terrible, go to my PC, I've had problems with it crashing, and or the install not working after a reboot, something of that nature if you don't have proper permissions. The single click is great, because you don't need any permissions, no registry, anything of the registry. It runs just one single executable, and along with the reconnect check, it'll automatically reconnect if there's any problems. That should pretty much set you off in the right direction. I want to give a shout out to my girlfriend Kathy, the whole Twat Tech crew. Keep it up. Love the way you have everything set up. Keep bringing in stuff. Shout out to all the guy at FreeBSD on Undernet. Shout out to Infected with Martin Sarge because I love the show. And you can also check my site at rmccurdy.com. Plenty of stuff there to play with, Windows apps and what have you. That concludes this episode of Twat Tech Radio, and whether or not you like it, you may hear from me again.